Man, you come straight out of the comic.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Straight Out of a Comic Book, the show where you get to see your favorite blurbs. I'm trying to, you know, get with the times. Your favorite blurbs talking about all things outside of comic book, entertainment, everything. And of course, this one is no different. We are talking about the latest addition to the Marvel Cinematic Television Universe, which is also correlated with the cinematic universe, Ms. Marvel. Ms. Marvel has premiered on Disney Plus following the journey of Kamala Khan into her way as Ms. Marvel in the comic books, man. And I just got to say, it seems like it is trying to do something pretty dope. And that's what we're here to talk about today with my fellas, of course, Jerry Curl Danvers and Young Deuce of Geek Set Podcast here with me today again. How y'all doing today, fellas?
Stupendous.
Living the dream as always, bro.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Glad to hear. But of course, man, let's go ahead and jump right into it. Episode one has dropped of Ms. Marvel on Disney Plus. So of course, like always, I want to get y'all first reactions on it, starting with Dion.
I think they messed up with this one.
Okay.
Because it's too many conflicting recipes of how the Marvel universe typically works. If it's a new character, it should usually have a big name, like they did with Moon Knight. Everyone knows him, Oscar Isaac.
Yeah.
He has a face that's recognizable. Or they should have paired her up with an actual huge name early, like paired her up with a real quick cameo of Carol Danvers.
Yeah.
To kind of get people like, she was actually at the Comic-Con thing.
Yeah.
Even though I know she's going to eventually be in this episode, in this series, because that's the reason why they're going to be Marvels. And they don't have no big names on here. So that's why, and if you saw Disney, this is Disney Plus's lowest rated show. Disney Plus show of all time.
Yeah.
Because it didn't have enough marketing behind it. She's not a big name. No one knows her. And we're still in a very racist United States, man. If you don't have no white savior with a big face, for me, this means just looking out for Marvel. I love the show. But for me to keep people's attention, I feel like they should have the first episode to kind of get people attracted to it. I love the direction. I love the co-directors. They did their thing. Very Scott Pilgrim-ish. I love how her imagination and how they implemented that with the text messages and how her brain was working. Love the show. So that's my thoughts about it before we get into more details.
All right. Well, so I do have an opposing towards yours with it because one of the reasons why I did love Moon Knight, even though I knew a little bit about Moon Knight, I like not knowing the origins of these characters, like, you know, or like who they are as in depth, you know, as we are, right? And so I do like the fact that they didn't go with a known face or somebody that we have from the past, because I get what you're saying, but like in a sense, I like that Marvel is setting up these new heroes and these new characters, right? So it's like, you know, pairing them with somebody, then you always have that comparison, you always have that remembrance, where in Ms. Marvel, even though she is going to be a Marvel, you're since getting this new character, this actress who are in her own, so now I get a chance to just be in this and not have to convolute it with everything with like what we've already went through with the MCU. So now I'm getting able to start seeing, okay, where's the MCU going, and knowing that they're going to invest in her. And knowing that, like, you know, even like the small Easter eggs of like you're seeing like how impactful Thanos was, like that to me has been the biggest thing with everything that has happened. Everybody has been every show and everything that we've gotten so far has been in response to what happened in Endgame, right? So it shows how big of an impact that was. And then we finally got our answer also on why everybody knows exactly what happened on the battlefield. So like we kind of know now. And so I love seeing like what the people, how people like normal people have to deal with it. Obviously, you know, we know that she ends up getting powers, but seeing how normal people fantasize about our heroes, fantasize about war, and think about like in now, we had World War II, World War I, the Civil Rights, and yes, those are wars, but there is a fantasy to it of the way that we tell the lore about it, how we talk about it. And so seeing how this interacts with superhero stuff and seeing how they got this convention celebrating these heroes and how normal people want to be these heroes and what they took from the story and everything like that. And seeing that, I'm liking the direction of this. And I don't think bringing in past characters would allow us to get that, because then we'll still be like, oh, well, let's get back into this storyline of, you know, whatever the character is. So for me, like I said, I like the series, but I like how it's going with not having so many known names so far yet.
Yeah. I agree with you, but I also do have to say I agree with Dion as well. I do one thing, like you said, I like that they did, to your point, Deuce, I like the fact that it is a no-name person, because now it helps me focus on Kamala Khan herself,
yep,
and Ms. Marvel, rather than this big-name person seeing, will they justify playing this person?
Yeah,
and stuff like that, like how we had to do with Robert Downey, with Chris Hemsworth and the rest of them. Like we weren't too sure how they would play as these characters and stuff. But for this one, it's like, I don't know this person, so I get to see, will Kamala Khan come to life on stage? But with that being said, I think because of a lot of the elements that you had added, Deuce, like with Avengers Con going on in there and seeing the after effects of Thanos, one thing we've all seen the MCU do is at least have that one anchor that's connecting to something. Like Tom Holland had Iron Man. Like, Shang-Chi had something bigger that anchored it. Because I didn't know who that dude Shang-Chi was, but he had, you know, like Awkwafina, the lady from Everywhere, Anywhere, and all at the same time playing as that. You know, you had someone that kept you in, connected to that. Maybe we're going to get that in the later episodes of this, but like how he said, I feel like it is missing that. And then two, Marvel took a gamble with using this as that example to use a no name with no new features, when who should have had that was Spider-Man. Spider-Man should have been the one that didn't have no names and stuff like that, only because there's enough in there that he does that where we can see this come together and him become Spider-Man, because he's the friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Right.
So watching him go from junk to the new Stark tech and stuff like that, but they didn't give it to us like that. They gave it to us, he has this fancy suit, he's already into that. Now we have to see this person with cosmic power. We have to see a 16-year-old with cosmic powers.
This is the first
deal with this by herself.
But yeah, but see, you got to remember though, like, so we did kind of get an anchor, because she's pretty much us. She's a fan girl who does videos who talk about this, right? She does vlogging and she listens to Scott Lang's podcast. So it's like the anchor of somebody who's connected is a regular person who has to deal with all of this. Now, obviously the bracelets give her power, and her mom, there's more to learn about her and why she has cosmic powers. But I think the anchor was like, this is an everyday person who watches it on YouTube, watches the news, who hears about what's going on, who doesn't have any powers, but who wants to be, you know, who wants to be better, you know, in life.
Ah, so you're saying like the MCU life is the anchor. So that's the ramifications.
That's what I took from it.
I can see that. Okay, so kind of like how, again, going back to Spider-Man, Michael Keaton's character was with the Vulture. We saw the ramifications
of
how he became Vulture because everybody took everything from him because of that. So I can see what you're saying from that. But even too, like I said, from Dion's case, it's a stretch because of the fact of it being Ms. Marvel.
Right.
And so you gotta look at this show like you gotta look at this show like this is Kate Bishop.
Yeah.
She is essentially Kate, because the show Hawkeye is about Kate Bishop.
Yeah.
We know more about Kate Bishop than Hawkeye. Mm-hmm. But the move, that show had Hawkeye shadowing the whole scene. So I just kind of, like I said, I love the show. The fact that I'm looking like, what happened so people didn't watch this show? Why don't people like this show? I'm like, what recipe that, like I said, I love it. I love how they
created. Got his producer brain in. That's why.
Yeah, I'm just thinking like, what wrong with the show? What was wrong with the show?
I think what you were saying was, too, it's the one, we don't know what's about to happen. Because two, And then we don't know what's happened with the original Captain Marvel. We don't know what's going on with Monica Rambeau's mother in the multiverse of her being a Marvel.
Or don't know who the villain is.
Yeah, and that too, we don't know who her villain is, because we had like she has a whole bunch of them, because like you, and who are you gonna pull from? Because you can't use Lady Octopus, you can't use Null, which is one of those two. So it's like, are you going with a bigger name like Dr. Faltus, Dr. X? Are you going with Discord or the Deathbringer, or are you gonna do like the Celestial Destructors? Like it's like, yeah, so it's like or
that's where she got her powers from that myth.
But see, and that's the thing. Where she got it from was a Terrigen bomb. When that's how she developed her powers. And then two, I thought that was what was gonna happen in this show, because when they mentioned Avengers Con, I was like, oh, so y'all going like the video game where the bomb goes off and she gets her powers. Now, I'm not saying that that doesn't happen, because like you said, when she put on the bracelet, that's how she developed her powers. But that could also be that artifact came from someone wearing it who was a part of a Terrigen explosion.
And that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking either her mom or somebody in her family that her mom knows, because...
Well, I'm thinking that one they said that was all her... Her mom always speaks of that has her head in the clouds. Her mom.
Yeah, her mom. That's what I'm thinking, because like she even says, like the fact that she says that you want to be a cosmic person, but you should find your story. It feels like she already knows this path. She's seen this happen, you know, like I said, to her mom in regards to that. So it's like, I mean, but obviously, I you know, Marvel, I mean, we have what? This is a 6-episode series, right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah.
I'm about to go fast.
Well, I mean, I think Hawkeye was 6, wasn't it?
All of the majority of them are like 6 episodes. Yeah, Moonlight was 6. I'm like many movies. Yeah.
Yeah, and so, you know, same thing. Like I said, you know, I get it. We don't know the villain. I mean, we see that there's, you know, old boy that popped up in No Way Home, you know, in the end.
Yeah, the detective and stuff. Yeah.
I'm going to say this. I think he's a what's the name? Shapeshifter. What's his name?
A Skrull.
He's a Skrull.
You think so?
I told y'all.
You know what? I can see it, because remember, he like how did he know immediately? Like he knew for a fact that Nick Fury was off Earth when Tom's like, we called Nick. Yeah. Like we know we all know he's off. Yeah. Like how did he know? Like exact. I know that he's part of that cleanup crew, but I feel like the cleanup crew wouldn't know that Nick Fury is before the Avengers. Like
We don't know. We don't know the again too. We don't know where the cleanup crew came from. So that's another thing.
Oh yeah.
And then too, we learned after, I forget which movie it was, but we now learned too that the agent that's always with Nick Fury, both of them are Skrulls.
Yeah.
Right.
And they know that they're being Skrulls for him. So who's not to say what's deep, what's connected into and stuff like that as far as Skrulls go. So he like how Dion said, he might be a Skrull. That cleanup crew might be a part of that division to keep an eye on things from Nick Fury's side.
You guys see all the tie-ins because of Monica Rambeau. At the end of her, they said that Skrull had said somebody wants to see you. Was it they said Carol Danvers want to see you? Like, where is she? And she pointed, did she say?
Yeah, Carol, that was me. Yeah, that was Captain Marvel. And it was like,
she wants to see you. So that's tying in Marvel, Miss Marvel, Captain Marvel,
of course,
and Skrulls, and the fact that when he looked at it, like this was happening at the Comic Con. He ain't had no like, what the hell? He was like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like she, the lady was way more surprised about the powers than him. He was more like, all right,
we're exposed.
But, that's what also leads me to though thinking that he may have something involved with her getting her powers. Because like they said, was her mom sent that to them from overseas. We don't really know that. Mm-hmm. So what if he sent that over for her to take them powers and be able to use that? Because one thing that was very interesting to me is when she put it on, she saw they showed a whole bunch of images before it came to her and being able to use her powers. And so the first thing I chalked it up to was, okay, well, maybe that's the history of whoever had the bracelet before, like her grandmother, and fighting before it came over. But what I started thinking was, what if they showed us a small glimpse of how the Inhumans are formed? And this is our first stage of seeing the Inhumans brought into the MCU for this Earth.
Right.
So I just did some quick research based off of the trailer.
When you mean research, you mean Google.
Let me sound professional, Dina. But oh boy, the guy that she's crushing on in her high school is supposed to be a villain, and he's an inhuman.
Right, dude?
Yeah, he's an inhuman capable of transferring his energy into objects and making them explode.
Damn.
I thought the white boy was just her best friend. I thought she was crushing on the Indian guy.
Oh yeah, no, she was. No, yeah, not the white boy. The white boy is a friend. So yeah, it's the Indian guy. The actor name is Riz Shah. But he plays Cameron in the show.
Okay.
Kamran.
Oh, yeah, I see him. Yeah, yeah. And see, they don't really have anybody by that name of who he would be and stuff right. like that. So I don't know if
he's a throwaway.
Yeah, so it might be just be a throwaway
character. Well, because they said Red Dagger may be showing up in this too.
So then that may be who old boy that's playing the cop is looking for.
Yeah.
Or the detective. That may be who he's waiting on. Because that's the thing, too, is like, they ain't a lot.
You know, it'd be a good throwaway Avengers show if they did like an evil villain Avengers of all the villains that's still alive in the MCU, like Whiplash and like, you know, like mm-hmm. you go through all the movies and you be like, oh, he's still alive. He's in jail. Like bring them all, kind of have like a team up, like a suicide squad.
At some point they got to because it got to be heroes versus villains.
I mean, well, technically, ain't that what Thunderbolts is in a way?
Yeah, I want to close these villains out though. I don't want them to just be floating around.
Then you know who I'm saying would be great? Nah, so that goes back to who I think would be great to have a series to do that. I would say the guy that was in WandaVision. What was his name? Randall Park's character.
Yeah,
the guy that was in Ant-Man 2.
But see, I want him and an old girl to have a show.
They can, but it's like, yo, because again, he's very fat. He's very like sympathetic when
Woo,
it comes to
Woo, right? And yeah. Name,
I think it is. So imagine if Woo though was like, imagine if he went from doing that to being a counselor to all these evil guys. It's just like, hey man, we're just trying to get you rehabilitated, but not knowing he's actually making a plan. He's actually messing around and making a plan that's gonna have them come together to do some crazy stuff one last time before we see all their stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of like Spider-Man when all the villains were kind of talking to themselves like, he did that to you? Well, he did this to me. So I would love to hear all those stories of like...
Yeah! Oh, it was dope seeing them.
Iron Man did this to me. Captain America did this to me. What? Black Panther? What? Like, I would love to hear all those stories coming
together. What was that show on Adult Swim where the villains, the monarch? Well, I can't think of it right now.
How it should have ended?
No. It was a whole cartoon on Adult Swim. And then the villain Adventure Bros. So in Adventure Bros.
They had
like a villain lounge, and you would hear the villains chop it up like, man, let's hear the monarch tripping again. Like you gotta have one of those with Marvel villains.
I would love to have that would be so dope because there's so many people you could put in there
that
you wouldn't think of and people that's even still active that can make it because like, I would love to see Kingpin in there. Like just to make a quick little cameo and see Kingpin, that would be
great. Like I said, having a villain's lounge gets you to have those interactions. So you get to have like the Mandalorian, but the fake Mandalorian, like him come in, talk to like everybody like, oh man, you've been doing it. And then they realize like, wait, he's not really scary. Like he's an actor. But then you get like you said, Whiplash. And then you start bringing in all the villains who necessarily like they were like side villains or small villains and just having those moments like, man, I had him. I had Tony in my grasp.
you could have it where like Whiplash is depressed and stuff like that. It's like, man, I had a whole plan to get out. And then this old punk ass motherfucker go. And now he gone. He's out of existence. I can't even fucking get my
because I wonder if villains mad at Thanos. Like we know the heroes are mad for that. But how do other villains feel about Thanos?
Like everybody got a whole journal of just Thanos with eyes X-Count just.
If they don't recreate somebody's like, oh, that's all we gotta do, and it had like a group of those villains trying to recreate that, that'd be dope.
That would be dope.
Or like the one hating villain, like, hey man, Thanos really ain't that. Like, look here, all he did was snap. Like, if it was me, what I would have did, like, you gotta have that one villain, like, man.
I would love to have that.
The 12 villains that's still around is Abomination.
Well, we know what he's doing.
He'll be a Thunderbolt.
Justin Hammer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course, Red Skull. Ultron might be still around.
Yo, I want Red Skull to FaceTime from where he hit. Like, I can't get off this plane. I want to express myself.
The fact that he got free twice and they zapped him back. Like, damn it,
damn it.
I'm back. He got free twice.
I'm back.
He said he had on the lay
43. I'm sick of this shit.
He had on the lay and a Hawaiian shirt on. Talking about some what?
Who returned the Soul Stone? Who? I was just up here. The Soul Stone was supposed to be gone. Be like, nah, you didn't know. This thing repeats itself. It's gonna come right back. Like, wait a minute. Which also goes back to now. This Soul Stone thing is fucked up. Because it's like, if it's going back, why are we killing people? Why is this the ultimate sacrifice thing? It's not a sacrifice.
Right.
We just offer people. That's it.
Hey, I need to know how he returned all the stones. I need to know, like, you just take the stone and be like, we'll drop this in this water here.
So recently, there was an interview with Chris Evans where they did ask him, like, hey, would you ever return to play Captain America? And stuff like that. And so, you know, the one thing line that he did throw out was, you know, like, it would be a tall order for me to come back, you know, in white terms, just kind of like, I need it to be perfect for me to do it. But one thing he did mention was something you just said, Dion, was actually the only thing that did intrigue him was showing how he went returned everything. Like, he thought that'd be a dope series to just show like how each stone was brought back and how,
like,
he
a
ended
series.
Up. Yeah.
It seems like every six episodes, six stones. Yo,
it seemed like every actor has that one thing, because same thing with Hugh Jackman. He said that he would play Wolverine again only if he gets to go against Hulk. So he wants to do the Hulk versus Wolverine.
That shit ain't happening.
And, but I'm saying everybody has that one thing. Like, look, I'll come back, but you got to let me do this.
He's coming back for one reason and one reason. Oh, you have to come back because we have to see you interact with Deadpool. There's no way you can be alive in this movie and not give us 10 seconds of you talking with Deadpool.
Especially if they've been doing it on social media.
Just be as Hugh Jackman, but we just see your face. He's just like, what? Just talk. Don't.
That's it. Let Deadpool just walk up to you and just do this and hug you and walk away. Like, I just need to see one interaction with you. Yeah. Unlike the Easter egg, because the Easter egg they gave us when he went back in time and he went and shot him and said, fixing the timeline. That was great.
That was.
I'm like, we need you to be in this.
Yeah.
So let's get back on track. Miss Marvel.
Yeah.
We got way off.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, like y'all said. I think one thing really is to be established that, like how Dion said, There's a lot of gambling going on with this. And I think, too, the biggest elephant in the room that we just ain't dealt with, and I'm going to go ahead and be the person to say it. People still kind of afraid of these Asians. I ain't going to call them Indians, so I'm going to call them Asians.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
People still not really all down with the Asian thing. Because me, when I saw it, I liked it just because of the culture that they show, which also, like I told y'all in our DM, I was kind of upset about. We're gonna get into it in a little bit. I love the culture that they show, which was that showing the neighborhood that they was in, the colorful way they got it, but also showing like the impact, like even to the point of where it's like, hey, I don't want you wearing tight clothes like this, like white thot got around running around her cosmic energy. It's like, you're not supposed to wear that. Yeah. And so I'm like, dang. And so you start to think about, oh, so that's why you rock the suit you rock now. That's where the long scarf comes from. It's like, okay, cool. But like we said, I think it's a trigger because, one, for some people feel a certain way about, you know, the history we've had. And then some for others like myself, I feel like, when is it our turn? You know, even to see like how dope this was, like to see her imagination, to see like how so many people were enthralled with how she's this woman she's going to become. It's like, you've given this person a world already in one episode, and I love it. Same thing with Spider-Man. He has his own world, his own personality. When are we going to get one? Well, Deion, show your hand. I'm too light on it.
I think that.
Deion, do this for me. It don't look right if I do.
But I think that that's what Wakanda Forever is, because you got to think, look at, so Marvel didn't really start investing in other cultures until Black Panther blew up to eight.
But I got to stop right there. I don't mean just this. See, again, that's still a fantasy.
True.
That don't exist. So technically, in a way, I still can't relate to that.
I get what you're saying, but I think that the way that Black Panther ended with him opening Wakanda and opening, and remember he was in the inner city and he had that kid, which was a black kid who saw and was inspired by it. And I think that that's what Wakanda Forever is going to be, because remember the main focus that Shuri had was those outreach programs. So it wasn't about like weapons. It wasn't about just sharing technology. It was outreach and embracing the youth and the inner city. So remember they stayed there first, the first official Wakandian, I forgot what they call it, like national
outreach program. Outreach program.
Yeah, with that, it was smack dab in the hood. So I think that we're going to explore that at that point. That's what I'm assuming. Like I said, I don't know if that's
before. But not how you said though. But that was when Chadwick was alive, and the thing that was being ran as he was doing that for to set that. So again, too, with him gone, like does Shuri return back to Wakanda? And the fact that we know Namor is the villain, I feel like more of the focus is going to be in Wakanda and establishing that citywide, as what it really is past having the king. So it's also, like, I get what you're saying.
Piggybacking off of, more stories about us, I kind of feel like they touched on it a little bit, just a little bit, with Falcon and the Winter Soldier. They were heavy in Louisiana. It was a lot of like black people in America, what it did to the original Captain America, the black Captain America. Mm-hmm. They kept, asking a lot of black questions. I'm not the Black Falcon. I'm, just how white people look at us and stuff. And it was a lot of race stories right there.
Yeah,
I don't want it to be all trauma, and that's
that's the thing. It was like it still didn't tell our world, like even like how they did with Luke Cage. Like Luke Cage was great, but you didn't show me Harlem. Like you showed me Harlem in distress. You showed me Harlem when there's drugs going on, when there's wars going on. Like I have yet for you to give me a black male U.S. male black person happy in their own world.
When will
we get that? I don't want to see it overstated. And if y'all want to say I'm nitpicking and stuff like that. I'm nitpicking because my nieces and my nephews don't have someone they can look up to. Right. I don't know if I can speak for the two of us, but for always we had to, like, even going back to the conversation of blurred, we always had to put the word black in front of it.
Yeah,
because
you're right.
We never saw it. So it's like, even with Captain America, it's like, yo, I want to be like Cap one day. But I don't get to see Cap look like me until now. And even so then, too, it wasn't even the greatest reveal for him to be in that. But we've already pressed on that. So it's just like, when will we get to see that world of a young black American male or female, the world that they are in and how they come to step up to be a hero?
So you rather see Fresh Prince than Sanford and Son?
I want to see both.
Yeah, so, we gotta have a world with both. So like, hopefully, like I said, if they get into Storm's origin, maybe her origin is not rooted in trauma, because that's my main thing. Like, everybody's story doesn't have to be rooted in trauma. Hopefully we can get somebody who they're living in the world. Maybe they're trying to find themselves, but it's not trauma. It's like, I'm just trying to find who I am in this place. So we have a few characters that we can potentially lead on to. If, like I said, hopefully with Storm, if they ever do the Miles Morales storyline, even though I know he's more so Spanish Harlem, but being able to have somebody, that's still who's from the hood or everything like that, like we can lead into that. Yeah, know what I'm saying? But like you said, I get what you're saying. Like, there's not a lot of characters that we have that, that doesn't have to wave the black flag. Like, we want to be able to see somebody just black existing, but also it's a superhero. Like, when you look at Fantastic Four and you look at Johnny Storm, like, he didn't have any trauma. He was just,
but it's like, there's no you. Like, who are you? Yeah. Like, the three of us sitting here, there's no you.
Yeah.
Like, there's no young Deuce in a comic where I can look like the dude is a blurred that works, that understands the world that it's like to be a black person in America, but doesn't let that bottle him down all the time. Like, you have a great optimism about yourself. You still have a great ambition about yourself. I don't see that in Marvel. Mm-hmm. Like, even too with Falcon, like, Falcon still looks defeated. It looks like he's dealing with the ramifications.
In the first episode, he couldn't get along.
But, like, literally, he broke up something that was just like, yo, like, that really made sense. It's like, yo, how are y'all saving the world and not getting paid?
Yeah, that hurt.
It was like,
and why does the black person got to be the one to go through it? They could have showed us that with any other character, but no, you got to show us with.
No, if you think about it, everybody else, if you think about it, that even still shows the division you're trying to give in the United States when it comes to black people. You cannot give us full representation. Because think about it. Clint was well off. S.H.I.E.L.D. paid for his house.
Yep.
S.H.I.E.L.D. is paying for his stuff. Yep. Captain America paid off. Iron Man, obviously, all of these people are taken care of, but you? Even the Hulk got a spot where he can be able to go do his science and shit. You mean to tell me you the only one that can't go afford a fucking 5 for $5 in Wendy's?
A 5 for $5? Yeah, they don't have jobs.
Yeah, it don't make no sense.
Oh, Rhodey, so far, I don't think he has any trauma outside of him getting injured.
He's military. But yeah, that's it, though. It's military. Like,
we don't know about Nick Fury, except for women's Marvel. I mean, Captain Marvel. We don't know about him.
And Civil War. It was just like, hey, because he wanted to be in Civil War, but they ain't put him in there. And so it's just like, it makes sense. But even too, for like Nick Fury thing, it still cultivates from something different. Like, Nick Fury was originally white. And then you made him black, and you made it based off of Samuel L. Jackson. And it's just like, is it the same person, or did you just recast it? And then two is, it's like, oh no, he's a clone. Like, Nick Fury is kind of like James Bond. Anybody can be Nick Fury.
Anybody can be it. The squinted eyes?
It's like, what? It's just like, I just don't get why there's always a caveat to when it comes to the black American being represented.
Well, as I was driving into the studio today, I was thinking about that. And I was like, you know, we always have these stories. We always have, even just in general, Marvel stories, superhero stories, they always have a trauma. I was like, I can't wait until we get the intro. Like, you know, where they're going to, it's going to seem like, look, I ain't got no intro. Look, I'm a regular person. I got powers. Here I am. Let me tell you what I'm doing. Like everybody's story is always, I was the nerd who got bullied, or I was the socially awkward outcast, or I was the person who was an orphan. It was like, man, like, we need to start getting some stories of the smart somebody. Cause I'm like, also, like, we, like, that's why I like The Boys a lot. Like, The Boys in the show, you got that aspect of seeing a parent who's like, look, you gonna be a superhero. Like, we don't have that in Marvel, where people are like, there's always the parents like, oh no, you got superhero, you got powers, let's hide it. But where's the mom and dad who's like, you got powers? Oh shit, we on. Like, where's that?
Because Deion said, it's like, yo, where's my Fresh Prince of Marvel? Yeah. And then too, it's like, where is the realism of that? Like you just said, Deion, it's like, yo, I would love to see somebody go, wait, you got powers?
Mm-hmm.
So how much money can we make off of this?
Because
it's like, you didn't even give me that for Luke. Like, Luke's literally comes from heroes for hire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's like, yo, where is that? It's like, yo, in seeing just how much they focused on Kamala Khan's culture and how well they got it right, it was just like, where is ours?
So do y'all remember in the comics? And I think this is what they're trying to avoid. Now hear me out. This is what you're trying to avoid. Remember in the comics when she got her powers from the mist?
Mm-hmm.
She was so enthralled about being Captain Marvel, she turned into a white woman. Remember that?
Yes.
In the comic book. And that's how she was trying to be like Marvel, and she starts stretching her body. So she was morphing herself into Captain Marvel, a white woman. I think it was like, we have to avoid that. That's going to be catastrophic.
You can't do that.
So I think they're doing the mist around her as in, like, I'm thinking I'm Captain Marvel. This is what Captain Marvel did. She shoots stuff out with her hands. I'm Captain Marvel. So until she starts to realize I can create my own powers, she's going to become herself. And then later in the episode, she's going to understand that I can be this. Now I can actually stretch my hand. And like that.
I think that's what her mom's going to play, because her mom kept on saying that. Like, if you take how Marvel normally does things. They always put undertones. Whoever's the voice of reason, and they always give you something that can go. Yeah, like, so she kept on asking her, like, you know, even the way it ended, do you want to be this cosmic being or do you want to be yourself? And she said, I want to be cosmic. Yep, but in reality, she's telling her, like, no, you don't have to be Ms. Marvel. And even her friend, he said, when she said, I'm just a regular person, he said, no, you are Kamala Khan. So it's like everybody is telling her, be yourself. You don't got to be anybody else. So you may be inspired by Ms. Marvel, but like you said, Dion, this series is going to be her realizing and coming into her own. I don't have to be Ms. Marvel. Though I am cosmic, I can be my own person, and this is what I am, and learning who she is as a person.
Yep. Well, I think it's an ode to both. So I think that's the thing, too, that she will grow to understand, and I hope we'll see in the series, is that when she did ask her that, it's the answer is both. Be cosmic, but like you said, be yourself. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be a cosmic Captain Marvel. Yeah. Be the cosmic Kamala Khan. Mm-hmm. And what comes from that. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like, I hope that that is what they decide to show. And then even too, like I said, how the enemies are coming. I think even based off the first episode, like you said, Dion, I'll be honest. I don't want a villain. I want to, like you said, either make it a throwaway or make it something that has to do with what's going on now. And I think this would be a great time for them to introduce AIM. I think this would be a great time to introduce AIM, because think about it. Stark Industries is in the shithole. Yep. Hammer Industries is gone. We don't have the Osborn Corp. We don't have a corporation that's corrupt in the MCU right now. Mm-hmm. So AIM would be a great place to make its debut right here. Yeah.
To take that back. They see the tech and they want it. And then somebody obviously do it themselves. It's like a kind of throwaway character, like they did with Morbius.
but they actually, now that you bring that up, they may actually be going towards that. I don't know if it's going to be AIM, but AIM would be the best option. But like they hinted at in Spider-Man, in Spider-Man Far From Home, that there are people in the underground market that has been gathering and capturing tech since the fall of Stark Tower, right?
Yeah.
And everything. So there's people that have been grabbing tech and doing things and selling it on the black market. There's going to be a top investor, a top person who's going to be taking that and repurposing it. And obviously we've seen, because if I'm old boy from Iron Man 3, he's not dead, is he?
Iron Man 3.
The dude that was going to get the
lava dude.
Yeah, did he die?
I'm thinking of the lava dude. He did. He blew up.
Okay.
You said Iron Man 3. Oh yeah. When it did the Mandarin. Yeah. No, he died. Yeah, he blew up.
Okay, he did. Okay, because remember, like, you know, there's obviously people that has either that as rivaling Tony or who has also use some of his tech already in general and stuff like that, right? So there's going to be underlying, like, now that when the world crumbled and everybody was gone for the blip, somebody was gathering that tech and everything like that.
The Ultron robots are everywhere. They didn't disintegrate. They just fell out of the sky.
They just fell. Yeah, that was it. So it's just like, yo, ain't no telling. That's what I said. Like AIM would seem like the best one for her to be able to take on right now without having to bring in a character that's not necessarily needed, or like how Dion said, somebody that you can throw away. But I would think establishing AIM through here, especially in, like, she's in New Jersey. So like that just seemed like the place where some bullshit is going on with a corporate company. And we experimenting on some stuff. So it's like, I can see them bringing that in, because too, it just reminds, like, every time I see her, I think about the video game. And so I know that she can enlarge herself and become, like, not as big as Ant-Man, but can become pretty massive. So it's just like, I don't see Disney allowing her to beat up multiple people like that. Yeah. I see them kind of, like, especially with it being kind of kiddish, like going back to the rules of, like, cartoons back in the 90s. Like, if Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles killed somebody, they were killing a robot. So you see them slashing somebody, it's a machine, so it don't scare you. I think they're going to try to do the same thing for here if they want to show, like, the, you know, like how Dion said, the X, you know, the differences in her powers. It would be more beneficial for AIM to make its debut here than for us to get, like, one of these characters that we know that y'all might try to connect them to a bigger thing, and it may not hit as well. Because it's like, I'm not going to believe Kamala Khan can beat the Celestial Destroyers on first season.
Do y'all I don't know if y'all got this, but I really want to hear Scott Lang's podcast.
They're gonna open up with that on Quantumania. They have to open up with that.
They are.
Yeah.
I feel like it's in a small ass room and he talking like this.
That's
and
you're hilarious.
Gonna
see his
daughter come in and she just gonna be like, yo, it's almost time.
But I also wonder, is he making himself the top dog, right? Like it's like in the podcast. No, he's gonna tell the story. I wonder like what elements of the story did he change to make it seem like he was the one that saved the day.
I mean, hold on. Let's stop. Let's make sure we give this man his flowers right now.
Oh yeah, no.
Is the true only reason all of y'all stopped Thanos playing.
Of course.
And actually, if you really want to give the MVP award to somebody, it was a fucking rat.
Yeah,
rat is the MVP of this whole story.
Yes, it was.
He not walked his ass across that little button. Scott Lang still be in the quantum realm right now.
I mean, but we should do a Disney Plus about that rat.
Yeah. And then meet up with Frog Thor and stuff like that. And all of them become the mighty. Hey, I ain't going to lie. I would love to see Animal Avengers. Like him, Thor, the Frog Thor that was stuck in the jar and Loki. The Alligator Loki.
Alligator Loki.
I would love to see one little spinoff of that. Just
Anthony?
An episode,
you got to add Anthony?
Anthony, all of them.
I gotta add Anthony,
though. You said the dog from Hawkeye.
Yep, Pizza.
Oh yeah.
Yep, with the one eye. Yep, all of them in one thing, and they got
bringing the cat from the cat that scratched Nick Fury.
Hell yeah,
the floor.
He do what he won't though.
He's their Hulk. He's their Hulk. Yep. He's their crazy one that you like. You like, hey, we got. We got a cat.
Hey, Marvel.
Can I say this real quick? I went back and watched Ms. Marvel Captain Marvel recently. And when he got his eye scratched, he said, oh, motherfucker. He's like, is it good? He said, how's your eye? He said, never better. And he kept making it like it was getting better. He's like, oh, it's getting better every day. And every time he showed it got worse.
Well, what's funny is prior to, I forgot which movie it was, and they was like, what happened to your eye? And he was like, he got real serious, like,
that's another story.
Like, and he thought he said,
last time I trusted somebody, I lost an eye.
Yeah. And he made it seem like it was this big story.
Yeah, it was like, yo, because everybody kept wondering, it's like, yo, what happened right here for you to lose this? A cat? Really? Hey, look. As we know, it's always some pussy that'll get you. So, and with that, we gonna go ahead and wrap up this episode of Straight Out of a Comic Book. But before we go, I just want to know final thoughts on how this series is going to come out. Do you think it's going to improve, or do you think this may be Marvel's first kind of drawing board?
I got it, 100%. It's going to take off. I just wish the pilot would have grabbed more people and got people more attracted to it. Mm-hmm. I think Monica Rambeau is going to show up very soon.
Yep.
And then Captain Marvel is going to be the coup de grace to tie everybody together.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I think it's going to end with Monica Rambeau meeting her, and then it's going to end on a cliffhanger of them getting together and saying we need to find Carol. Like I feel like, cause I feel like we may not get Carol in this show, but they're gonna hint to her. She's gonna find her powers. Monica Rambeau up from WandaVision to now has been living and honing her powers. So I believe that the way it'll end, it'll be her and Monica being like, okay, well, let's get to the person. And then that's gonna introduce into the Marvel general.
Hold on, somebody has the other. It's two bangles. I'm assuming it's two bangles. So if she has one, the villain might have the other one and be like, I need both of those.
Right.
And I think it's going to be a Kree person that's going to tie Monica Rambeau to Captain Marvel. I think like it's going to be like, we need our property back.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to be something like
that. Hold on, no. She only has one thing. I just looked at the image. She only actually has one bracelet.
Really? Only one bangle?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, she only has one bangle when she rocks it. Yeah. So, but again, too, like how you said, that may be the story. Then if she has one, is there a pair? Is it right. a second one? But I'm like you, dudes. But just a little different. I think we're only going to see Monica, like Dion said. One, because I think it's too soon to introduce Captain Marvel. And then secondly, there's a big piece that has to get shown before that happens, which is the fact of why Monica and Carol don't speak. Because remember, when she had said, like, yo, remember, like, when they mentioned Captain Marvel, she got an attitude. Yeah. She was like, yeah, I don't want to talk about her. And they were just like, oh, okay. Oh, yeah. So again, that could have something to do with the fact that she left Earth, never came back, and her mom died. I think the fact that she didn't come back to help her mom is going to leave her with something.
Yeah, I believe so. You're right. Yeah, they're going to have that.
So we definitely got to see that unfold first. So like you said, either we're going to see Monica come or we're going to see Carol come. And I'm still centering around the fact of the Terrigen Mist is in items. I don't know why, but for some reason now I'm starting to think that we are going to see a lot of these things get put into items rather than how they show us in comics. Because one thing that also got me was I went back and watched Doctor Strange, and I had noticed something that Moldor had said when he was fighting Doctor Strange and he was teaching him the weapons. He had said, this is the staff of the Living Tribunal.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, yeah.
Wait a minute. And, you know, again, looking at everything now, I'm like, whoa. How? And then two, though, is that power from the Living Tribunal. So it's just like, yo, we've always known about like little bit of like artifacts that have been left and stuff on Earth from passages. So it's just like, yo, are we going to see that now introduced into the MCU as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, personally, I do hope it's Monica Rambeau, because Tiona Paris is so damn fine. And I would definitely want to see more of her.
Hopefully she got a suit. Hopefully she folks and got the scoop, man.
I like that. Yeah. I like that approach. Will the Terrigen Mist is going to be in items? I like that. So that would help with a lot of Inhumans, people that. And I think that when they went into that little realm, it was like the these are the people that's attached to an item or something.
Yeah, and it's connecting them in, as a history and stuff like that. So I think that'd be a great way to introduce the Inhuman form rather than it just being somebody. Took Terrigen Mist and then made it, and that's how she got her power. So I'm interested to see. But let us know in the comments, though, how y'all feel about it. How are you feeling about Miss Marvel? Be respectful in the comments, okay? No, y'all know what I'm talking about. You know how some of us Americans get. Hey, be mindful in the comments.
Yeah, please.
Okay?
Yeah.
Please, just if you ain't got nothing nice to say, sugarcoat the shit, because we know how YouTube works.
Also, if you had unlimited money and you can fan out as a superhero at a convention, put in the comments who you would fan out about.
Ooh.
I think that'd be, because like I like how Kamala was going crazy over Captain Marvel and everything, and her suit and everything. So I want to know, like, if you had unlimited resources and you can fan out about one specific character full out at the convention and everything, who would you go at?
Yes, indeed.
Young Deuce, I'm going to ask you something, and I'm going to see if you know how to spell it. Ready for it?
All right.
How do you spell Thor's hammer's name?
Okay, it's M-O-J... No, it's M-J-O-I-N-E-R? Damn.
Is it N-I-R, right?
Huh, go for it.
It's M-J-O-N-I-R, right?
Nope.
We missing a word.
It's an L in there.
It is an L in there. Oh.
Although it's MJ. It's MJ L O N I R.
Close. It's MJ O L N I R.
Yep. That's it. Yeah. You heard me, yo.
But you mess up every time. I'm like, you know what?
I mess up the spelling in it. Sometimes I say it's Mjolnir. Sometimes I say it's Mjolnir. Like, I butcher it as much as I can.
Every time.
I call it Mjolnir all the time.
Right. I say M-I-R-M-I-R. Mirror. I just say that.
Mirror.
Yo, ever since Mjolnir said that shit, I'd be like, Mjolnir.
Mjolnir.
It's like, what? You know who I'm talking about. But man, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for checking out this episode, man. Be sure that y'all like, subscribe, comment to the channel, and make sure that you you follow Dion and, of course, Young Deuce on all their respective channels, Lactose, and, of course, the Geek Set Podcast. Mm-hmm. And we shall catch you next time.
Yeet. Hey, this fly has.
news, you want to come to, you know what I'm saying, Geek Set and tell us about it. Like, I want to.
You call it Bleak? No, that's not good. Bleak.
Nah, Blurred is already established, so we cool. We cool okay. with that. Yeah, we cool okay. with establishing as Blurred.
You know what's funny? Why is it that every Blurred ain't set well with the word Blurred yet? Like, we'd be like, I can't find nothing better than it, but also too.
No, I rock back with, to this. I rock with being a Blurred, man. I rep it hard, bro. Like I said,
I think the problem is nerd is associated with a white person. That's why it's called Black Nerd.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's I think we should just kind of create our own word.
Versus, well, I said with this documentary.
You already got this.
Once this documentary come out, that's when it's gonna be all right. Everybody's gonna be cool with it. Trust me, because mm-hmm. the people that we got involved plus y'all, because like I said, I'm tapping in with y'all for it. Like, it's about to be really dope. Like, I can't wait till we can talk about exactly what we're working on.
Yeah, I wonder what's the definition of a nerd or a geek.
Are you looking for like Webster or like?
No, because it has changed tremendously.
Well, yeah, it has. Because if you think about it too, and this was something I pointed out to one of my homeboys, and they kind of got offended, but whatever. Nerd is kind of generalized now. Because like my homeboy is a huge football player, and he'd be making fun of me for liking wrestling and all this other stuff. But I was like, yo, give me Deshaunte Watson's average field goal percentage or running yard percentage. Mm-hmm. And you know, he gave me the number. I couldn't remember the shot. I said, right. Now, how was it from this year to last year? And what was the percentage difference? And he gave it to me like that. I said, bro, right. You're a math nerd.
Yeah. Well, no, I wouldn't say math nerd. I would say football nerd. So this is how we've been explaining it to people. Is that the way that we establish like a nerd or a geek, we say it's somebody who can speak passionately about a specific topic, right? So like you're a homie who can tell you all the stats. Like, we just like basketball and football, but the people that can tell you the ins and out and why a person is good, they're a sports nerd, they're a sports geek. You know, same thing. Like we can say, oh man, this IPA is good, but there's somebody who's gonna tell you why this IPA. They're beard nerds. So to me, a nerd is just somebody that is passionate, who can speak in depth about a specific topic. Because
why can't it be called a shoe nerd? They call themselves sneakerheads.
They can. I call them shoe nerds. I embrace the whole term, and I be putting people on.
Yeah, I guess. So I guess like for you, it seems like you have taken that responsibility to accept that and make that change and stuff like that. Cause it's like, I don't want to compare it to this, but it's like, in a way too, like, cause it does have like Deion said, a negative connotation. It's like, I would change the N word. Like, we say nigga, but at where it came from, it was a term of endearment. But like how you said, you can make that change to where like my kids from now will be able to say nerd or blurred and be proud.
Yeah.
But like how Deion said though, for us still, we still got to be brought around there, because like you said, nerd is associated to us with like the pocket protector and the dudes that get beat up,
and that's like, the whole reason that we chose to do the documentary, because we was like, see, that's the stereotype of a nerd. So being a Black nerd is even more stereotyped, because they think we're all Steve Urkel, and I'm like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, it gets to that point. But we, you know, throughout all these interviews that I've been having, and even just chopping it up with George, like, yo, nah, there's some cool niggas with that are nerds, bro. Like, we're not all Urkel. So we want to be able to showcase that and try to, you know, dispel those stereotypes of what a nerd and a Black nerd is.
Also, too, though, I do got to throw this out. Urkel showed us a lot of people don't get that nigga credit for.
Oh, of course. Like, that's what I said.
Urkel was a straight-out nerd who said, yo, I'm going to get in a machine that's going to change my DNA. But really, I just popped in a pod, changed clothes, and took my glasses off.
And stood up straight.
So it was like, yo, was he really a nerd, or was this dude probably one of the smartest people in the TV universe? This dude was a genius.
Genius.
Because it's not like he couldn't acclimate to be like that, because he proved to himself, like, yo, if you take away the spell of the science thing and look at Stephon Urkel, this dude could legitimately pull your bitch.
Yeah.
And always could do that. And chose to wear glasses and suspenders. Even at the end of that series, wore glasses and suspenders and still got the chick he wanted.
Yeah.
And he even duplicated himself. Nobody was talking about that.
He cloned himself.
Hey, those last few seasons was wild. He was time traveling. He was cloning himself. He turned himself into a Bruce Lee variant. He made a robot. He went to space. He made a robot version of himself that
was
like
the original Marvel Universe. He was the original 838616 universe.
He was wilding, dog. The last few episodes, though, his time machine was a bug. It was a bug car, though. Like,
yes, that went in time, bro. This dude had a pod at somebody else's house. Did nobody talk about that? As much as Carl hated having him there, did nobody talk about how high that light bill was using that damn machine?
I would love to hear somebody explain to the writers of Family Matters episode one of the pilot how far they gonna go. They'd be like, okay, it's gonna be a show about Carl Winslow developing his, encouraging his family to live right in a black neighborhood as a cop, blah, blah, blah. Somebody else come up, have an idea. What if there's a nerd who duplicates himself?
Well, no. Times?
Well, supposedly, he had a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, he wasn't supposed to be a main character. What ended up happening, yeah.
I'm saying how contrast it has gotten from the first episode. Imagine explaining that to them. They'd be like, yo, slow down. Calm down.
But there had been like for a while when that happened, like there were rumors before, like they had the reunion and stuff that like that was why Harriet quit towards the end, because the show came about him instead of Family Matters. Because originally, like, I don't know if you know, like that's a spinoff. Family Matters is a spinoff from an original show, from Harriet's character from another show.
Yeah,
and that's how they made different Family Matters.
Yeah, I knew them out.
I think it was 227. I think
no, it was
something else.
No, that was something like that. Something strange.
Yeah, Perfect Strangers. Perfect Strangers.
Yeah,
and so to get that from where it's like it's about this show, this spinoff dude who's supposed to be like a little nuisance, but like pops in every now and again and stuff like that, kind of like how they would do on like Family, Full House and stuff when they come in, and then for several seasons later, the show's about him. And just him, and so where like you don't really see Harriet or the rest of them. It's just kind of like,
bro, they got a top 10. Happened? They got a top 10 inventions that he made.
Hilarious.
So he made, of course. So he also made a jetpack. He made a force field belt to help Eddie survive against a heavyweight boxer.
That's right.
Yeah, we know about the cloning machine and going back in time, and then the transformation machine. The Urkelbot was the radio. He also made a fat compressor.
For Carl Winslow,
he did make that. Yup.
No. His aunt went in to get some weight loss surgery. Also made a snooze juice.
The one that played Donna Summer. Donna Summers played her.
Yep. He also made snooze juice that can help anybody get a lot of sleep. And he also created the Honey I Shrunk the Kid machine, like where you can he shrunk himself.
He was hitting threes. He had no failed machine.
He was hitting threes.
The only thing he failed was not being able to get out of the south side of Chicago.
No, make money from it.
Like, why y'all still here? One of these should have you set for life. Like, we wasted four seasons of this shit with him and Laura not working. Because Carl should have been said, look here, this dude just made a time machine. You need to get with this dude. Stop playing. He's going to be a billionaire. You can't do no better. Who you going to get with, Waldo?
That's the only left.
Hey, Will, is the Young Justice right after this or is it Friday?
No, it's right after this.
Okay, I thought so. I didn't know if that was a mistake or not.
Yeah. And so, like, because we always like jump into stuff. So this part right here gonna be a small episode of just talking about this stuff. Because now after we are going to jump into the real show in 3, 2, 1.